All right, so we know that we can make God's power move. Now we have to ask the hard question. How do we make God's power move? The first thing you have to do in order to make God's power move is that you have to be confident that you can make God's power move. And so the real question is how do you become confident that you can make God's power move and to live and remain in that confidence, all right? So this is how I think is the best way to do it. Whatever God has told you about yourself, you have to constantly tell yourself what God has told you about yourself. So let's say, for example, all right, God has told you that you are a person that encourages other people a lot. Just by your presence and the way you talk to people, you are just a strong sense of encouragement. You have to continually tell yourself that. You have to say it. I am an encourager. People get really encouraged by me. You have to keep saying it. Because that, if you believe it or not, is the gifts that you have and the talents you have are an expression of God's power, believe it or not, right? But we want to, we that's good and it's wonderful, but when we talk about God's power moving, we're also talking about God's power moving in a supernatural way in which we, that goes beyond our gifts and talents. So in order to get to that, you got to believe what God has said about you. You have to. No matter how you feel, no matter what you've done, you have to believe what God has said about you. You have to believe that he loves you. You have to tell yourself that God loves me. God loves me. I am loved and appreciated by the Lord God Almighty. I am a child of God and he cares about me. And every concern, everything I have a concern about, every anxiety that I have, I can bring to him. The worst of the worst of the worst, the big of the big of the big, the little of the little of the little. I can bring it to him and he will deal with that anxiety I have. He will comfort me with the comfort I need. He will correct me in the way I need to be corrected. All right? Okay. So walking in the confidence of what God has already told you is the start in how you can get God's power to move. So let me just tell you why that confidence is important. It's because that confidence you have produces faith. And it's by faith the power of God moves. But if you're not looking properly at God, faith is hard to acquire and obtain. So you have to have the correct view of God in order to produce faith. If you look at all the stories in the Bible, especially specifically with Jesus, when Jesus literally said, your faith has made you well, all the people had the proper perspective of Jesus. They knew he wanted to heal them. If they could just get a hold of him, they knew that they would get healed by him because he wanted them. They knew that he wanted to do it. It wasn't a question about, does God want to do it or not? They knew he wanted to do it. They just had to reach him. And for us, it's similar. We have to know God wants his power to move. He wants to do supernatural things. He wants to do miraculous things. And I can hear some people saying, well, why are you so focused on the supernatural and the miraculous? Why not? People need it. People are in so much turmoil They need a supernatural act. They need God's power to move in a special way. They're not going to get it by our counseling, by our giving to them for food and clothing and so on. They're not going to do it without financial power. Because that's what, you know, I hate to say it, but when we give food to the poor and we clothe people, that's financial power, right? For some of us, right? Some of us, you got the, you like Jesus said, like some of us are giving out of our abundance. So no offense, that's a little easy. That's great though. Keep giving out of your abundance because I do the same. But don't limit it. Don't just say, well, I fed some poor people and gave them some food. I'm done. You're just getting started. You're just getting started. The goal is for you, God to use you for him and to do something that you could not do in your own self. You didn't even know that there was a need. That's what God is trying to get through us. He wants us to, God wants to do the same works and even more that Jesus did. Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out, constantly, like it's a normal thing. So he wants to blow the roof off the house with miracles, signs, and wonders. And not just because they're miracles, a sign, or a wonder, because it's an expression of his love and compassion. It's very compassionate when you have the ability to solve the problem and you solve it. It's not very compassionate to have the ability to solve a problem and you're like, well, I just don't want to do it just because I don't feel like it. I'm wrapped up into something else and, you know, I'm too caught up in my own thinking about myself that I can't be used by God to solve your problem. I got my own problem that I'm dealing with. So we have to get to the point where, you know, we are fully assured of what God spoke to us about ourselves. And as a result, we know that God wants to do miraculous things and he needs us to do it. He needs us to do it. It's not a good thing for God to do supernatural things without us. It's not a good thing. It's not. You don't want to be caught in that. We don't want that judgment. We want to be partners with God. We want to be counted worthy enough for God to partner with us, that he can give us the keys of the kingdom. He can give us the responsibility of doing his work, making his power known so that people can see God's love firsthand. See it firsthand. And we don't have to worry about, I know sometimes people get worried about you're focusing on miracles and so on. Listen, we can only say that to people who are doing miracles a lot. That you don't need to say that to people who aren't doing miracles. We're talking about worrying about doing miracles so much and you ain't even doing any. That doesn't apply to you. So don't let any time when someone says you're focused on miracles too much, ask them how often are they doing miracles. If they're not doing miracles much, then they're just saying that because they're full of doubt and unbelief and don't think miracles can happen. God wants to use us to do that. That only comes from people who are like, if you're doing it, right? You know, it's like if you say to somebody, you're exercising too much. You only say that to people who are exercising, not to people who are sitting on the couch not doing anything. Doesn't pertain to them. So don't worry about that. Don't worry. God will correct you if you're focusing on the wrong thing too much. He's gracious enough to do that. So, again, I just concluded with this. We make the power of God move by being confident in what God has spoken about us. And there's a part two to that, because what the main attack of the enemy is to get you to condemn yourself. Because condemnation is not what God is saying about you. So you can't let condemnation get in the way. Don't let it, any condemning word you rebuke. I don't care if you made a mistake and you're guilty. No condemnation at all. The Lord will deal with you. The Lord corrects you. He doesn't condemn you ever. So, but that's the plan of Satan, is to get you to condemn yourself. Because once you condemn yourself, you're not believing what God said about you. All right. Be blessed and make the power of God move.